rejoinder to press release by the Konkumba Youth Association, Koya, on Konkumba's demand for the perpetrators of combined military and police brutality on the chief and people of Kunjuli in the Saboba district brought to book, quote and unquote. Distinguished members of the press, ladies and gentlemen, it has come to the notice of Triponi Youth for Peace, a press release by the Konkumba Youth Association, Koya, relating to the conflict between Anufos and Konkumba tribes settlement at Naduni community in the Triponi district. We are astonished by the inciting allegations by Koya against the DCE and the President of the Republic of Ghana. We see this as a calculated attempt to tarnish the hard-won reputation of Honorable Razak Tahidu and to make the government of His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo unpopular. The DCE, since assumption of office, has been working hard to improve and maintain peaceful coexistence between all tribes and people of Triponi district. We have taken keen notice of the constant negative reportage about Triponi anytime in the media and are not happy. These we observe retard development in the area and scares away investors who could help develop and improve livelihoods of our people. Naduni community has had a long awaiting land dispute before assumption of office by Honorable Razak. He has been working tirelessly as DISEC chairman with chiefs, security agencies, and other stakeholders to bring lasting peace in the area. He led the formation of a peace and mediation committee comprising chiefs from all major tribes in the Triponi district, including religious leaders and youth groups. We are grateful to say we are satisfied with how far the DISEC and the committee have worked. They got the understanding of both sections in the Naduni community land dispute to have an injunction on the said parcel of land. After this decision, the Anufos reported attempts by the Kombes to stop them from plowing a piece of land near the school, which they have owned and cultivated for ages unknown. The Komba Paramount Chief, who doubles as Chief of Yakanzia, a community near Wapuli, took the responsibility to visit the Naduni community to inspect the said dispute plot of land and subsequently gave the approval for the Anufos to plow their land after confiding in his people to know the true owners. A popular ringleader from the Kombes at Naduni community by name Nkechi Mokola also visited the house of the Anufos to assure them of no fear and that they could go ahead to plow the plot. The day the Anufos went to plow the plot of land, six Kombes approached them with machetes to stop them. The said land has never been owned or even cultivated by a Komba as claimed by Koya. Upon refusal by the Anufos, they were attacked by the Kombes and inflicted machete wounds on them, with marks still verifiable today as we speak, because they survived. Later in the night, news got to the DISEC of the exchange and tensions mounting in the community. The DC, upon receiving the news of tension, requested the police to visit Naduni at dawn. At dawn, the Kombes attacked and shot an Anufo man, a canoe paddler, in the shoulder in their attempt to incapacitate him and take over the canoe to flee their people across the river to Togo in times of emergency. When the police got to the Naduni community at dawn, there was sporadic shooting in the community. They returned to Triponi to reinforce and move back to the scene. After managing the situation, the DC joined them, where they found two dead bodies who lost their lives during the shooting when the Anufos returned in self-defense for the attack by the Kombes. They brought the corpses and one injured person to Triponi police station. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very unfortunate and sad for the sudden turn of events leading to the loss of lives. It is further regrettable to know that as we and our chiefs are working to calm nerves of involving sections of Naduni, others seem to spill out unfounded allegations here and there. The DC and the District Assembly of Triponi are working through the NADMO department to bring relief to affected families in Naduni and its environs. We are very surprised of the issues raised by Koya from the blind side of happenings in Naduni community and calling for the head of Honorable Razak the DC of Chiriponi. We stand for peace and preach peace to redeem the name of Chiriponi from the usual negative reportage in the media and support the government of His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo and the leadership of Honorable Razaq Tahidu for development in the area. We have peacefully coexisted with Konkombers for several centuries and consider this as a misunderstanding at a community level that should be quickly settled and avoid inflaming passions for ethnic conflicts. We are therefore calling on Koya to impress on her people to join the peace crusade and stay away from comments that would muddy the efforts made by our eminent chief so far. The Chiriponi Youth for Peace stand for peace and invite any entity that would work to ensure we have a lasting peace in the district in particular and Ghana at large. We are hereby appealing to the Ministries of Defense and Interior to grant bail for the 18 Anufos detained in police custody in Yendi for the past 2 weeks as they released the 19 Konkombers arrested at Kunjuli by the military. Chiriponi Youth for Peace wish to assure the President of the Republic of Ghana and the Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces of our confidence in their security agencies to restore lasting peace in the area. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished press, we thank you all for your attention. Long live Chiriponi, long live Ghana. Thank you.